Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the reopening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, March 24th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were May corn down a penny and three quarters at 549.5, May wheat down 6.5 cents at 628.25, and May beans up 2.75 cents at 1426. Really not a whole lot going on out here. The bean oil is down 36 ticks. So, you know, we reached the top in here. It's hard to say, but let's take a quick look at the chart. You know, there's nothing really indicative. There's a small gap at 56.37. If we close under that, then I'd say maybe we've seen the top of this market. But I'm not counting out new highs by the end of the month. There's been plenty of talk about interest rates. Seems like now people are talking about maybe at the end of the year we'll see interest rate hikes, but I don't think that'll have any impact on the markets in the short term here. We did not see any exports announced again this morning. So are the Chinese putting the brakes on any purchases from the U.S. because of the tough stance that was made at Alaska? Well, we don't know, but I wouldn't be counting on too much here. There's also talk about things heating up between China and Taiwan. So, you know, there's a lot of ifs out here. Now, the crude oil did come back here today. It's up $1.83. The dollar is up 18. This is the highest level we've seen in the dollar in a good part of 4 months, maybe more. You know, it just makes exports harder. You know, the wheat market, I think, suffered because of the stronger dollar. And we look at weather around the world, and wheat production should be in really pretty good shape for the most part. And, you know, again, with the dollar so strong, how much demand is there going to be out here? We'll have to see. But bean market closed overnight, a little bit on the firm side, about 8 cents off its lows. the meal rallied back over $400 a ton. We had the second close under 400 yesterday, but right back here today. The bean oil is lower. So we just keep getting all these mixed signals. One day, you know, the grains look strong, or maybe one of the either corn, wheat, or beans will look strong. The next day, it's something else. One day, the oil rallies. The next day, the oil breaks. It's just part of this choppy mode that I think we're going to see continue until we get to the reports next week and we get, you know, some kind of new information out here. I think the reports are going to show big corn acres, big bean acres. I think they're going to shave corn carryouts, maybe about 100 million. I think they'll probably keep the beans pretty much where they're at. But, you know, a bull market needs to be fed every day, and I just don't know that the reports will be that bullish on Wednesday. But nobody wants to get too involved. Nobody really wants to get in front of this thing and start getting short. But nobody seems to be willing to add to long positions at these price levels. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.